When your dad was using the dogs, where did he sleep overnight?
Well, back then they had roadhouses all every 20 miles there was a roadhouse. Because everybody used the highway wasn't in, so everybody used the trail. Well, first they had the horses. When they first started freighting, it was horses, and they had to have barns for, the horses had to be kept in barns, in warm barns. So every 15 to 20 miles there was a roadhouse with the barn for the horses. And then they started getting into dogs when I think the roadhouses started closing. There wasn't enough on the trail there to keep the people going. So they started with dogs, which they didn't need. The dogs could sleep out.
So they didn't need the barn, but there was still the roadhouse for the men to sleep in?
Yeah, for a few years. You know, the roadhouses kept going, or they would be further apart, the ones. Where was it? Their Miller House, down at Miller Creek, they would be down there. They would stop there, and then the next stop would be, in later years, just all the way into Central.
So Chattanooga to Miller House, Miller House to Central?
Oh, but there was a lot of little places in between. I couldn't remember all the roadhouses there were between there, but there was quite a few at the time. That's probably something somebody should work on pinpointing all those roadhouses that were along the way.